Employers and entrepreneurs are reacting to President Trump's declaring a change to H-1B visas. Many skilled workers from outside the U.S. rely on these visas to stay and to work in the country. More than 10,000 workers in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey got H-1B visas in 2024 to work in the U.S., mostly for accounting and consulting firms, tech companies, universities, and healthcare organizations. Under the newly declared rule, the cost of this visa would increase dramatically to $100,000 per application. WHYY's Alan Yu tells us more.
About 20 years ago, when Vinu Aishwarya was in college in India, he got inspired by the Nobel Prize in Medicine, which went to scientists who had figured out how to turn specific genes off.
If you have the power to turn off a gene, I think that's just amazing. It still gives me goosebumps because this is an extremely important way to figure out a function of a disease.
He later came to the U.S. to work at a lab at the University of Pennsylvania. Later, he built two small biotech companies around this gene silencing technology. This year, he decided to hire his first overseas worker, a Ukrainian scientist with a medical degree who had already worked at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He had applied for an H-1B work visa for his employee. But then President Trump declared that the U.S. will drastically increase the price of the visa to $100,000 per application.
It will do one thing for sure, that small companies like me, we won't be able to apply.
He says he just wants to bring the best talent to grow his small company.
If you want to hire someone from outside, I think money should not be the deciding factor. It should be talent, because that's what makes America the greatest country.
The Trump administration says the main reason for the price hike for these visas is that companies abuse the system to replace American workers with cheaper foreign workers. Jonathan Grode, an immigration lawyer based in Philadelphia, says that like any system, there are bad actors who take advantage of the H-1B visa. But he says the Department of Labor can already use existing laws to punish any company that uses foreign workers to undercut U.S. workers, because the visa system prohibits it. In the meantime, he says the presidential order has just created chaos.
The amount of calls, the amount of worried people, the amount of emergencies that we had to deal with, clients asking, frankly, if they should even charter planes to bring their staff back. That's how worried people were about this provision. So if the effect or the want of the government was to create pandemonium, they knocked it out of the park.
He says that he has already had clients questioning whether they want to apply for visas to bring skilled workers to the U.S. A coalition of research universities and major tech companies has urged the White House to reconsider this sudden price hike. They say it will only drive talent and investment away from the U.S. Alan Yun, WHYY News.